Presley with Martin Bester.
Kia!
Win the gold medal.
Yo!
Let's find out what's really happening in Tokyo at the Olympic Games. Let's ask someone's mother. Annelies Kutsia on the line. She's the mom of young 17-year-old Peter Kutsia, who represents the country out of swimming out of Tux of Nux at the Olympic Games. We had Peter on the show a couple of months ago, you know, before he headed off to Tokyo, and just so excited, so amped, really is. And so is Annelies. More Annelies.
Hallo.
Hoe gaan we jou?
Baie goed, dankie. Ek sit by die see, so dit gaan goed.
Oh, fantastic. Waar is jy nou?
Ons is bietjie op die Weskus hier in Eiserfontein met vakansie. Ons het vakansie geneem oorspronklik, my man, om die spele te gaan kyk, maar ja, dit het nou nie gebeur nie.
So you took the time off already to go to Tokyo and then you weren't allowed to go. Mag jy nie gaan nie?
Yeah, the thing is it would have been useless. I mean, we would have sat in the hotel.
So, because you can't be at the stadium.
Not at all. I mean, there's no chance.
Are you normally there when he swims?
Oh, for sure. Being there will always be, even with his sister swims. No, we'll definitely not miss it, whether it is both of us or only me. We're always there. The loud parents.
Are you one of those moms on the sideline that shouts and screams and cheers him on?
My kids do actually hear me under the water. I know there's a lot of swimmers who say they don't, but mine does. My voice carries very well.
Even underwater.
Yeah.
Did you get nervous still for his race?
Oh my word, we almost died. No, it was terrible. We were actually on the road trip down then and stayed over with friends in Uppington and watched it with them. And I'm actually glad we were with other people because, it's like you want to cry and you want to shout and you want to laugh and it's like everything is together. But, it's still very unreal to see it happening and to see his name with absolute people he looked up to. And it's one with Kolesnikov and... I mean, Mitch Larkin in the same heat as him, and it's like, my word. I don't know how he did it. I really don't know how he did it.
But listen, we were talking about mental fitness just now after that story in the news, and he's, I mean, he was just so balanced and so realistic going into it. You know, he said that he's just going to give it his best, and that's the best he can do, and that for the rest of it, he's going to enjoy the moment. Fantastic.
Yeah, look, I think he also had the opportunity where one of his friends in swimming, who's actually swimming today, Matt Zaitz, was staying with us for 3 weeks for training a month or so ago. Yes, he came to stay with us from Pietermaritzburg, and he trained with them for a week or, no, it was 3 weeks, three full weeks. And they actually said, look, this is an opportunity they didn't think they're going to have. It's like a bonus. To be there already this year.
Sure.
And I think the fact that it was that it wasn't in 2020 but in 2021 gave them the young ones an opportunity to actually qualify. And I think with that his mindset was right, like watch me in Paris, but this is a bonus. So let's go, let's get the experience, let's see what it's like. Maybe see what should we do different next time.
It's different pressure.
But I mean, they had to feel it because when you're there, obviously.
Now you're representing your country.
But if it's your passion, I think you're good. Yeah.
How does he say, how's the whole experience of the village and the cardboard bed and the food and stuff? Is he moaning about something?
He's not moaning about a single thing. We were worried that the bed would be too short for him. But apparently you could request a longer bit, but he said it was fine. But I think probably it was too short for him, but he just didn't say anything. But no, he says it's very comfortable, and he's very spoiled with the food. He's actually just eating sushi all the day,
Really
all day long.
So,
every single meal consists of sushi. So.
Guys, let's be honest. You're in Japan. You're in Tokyo. I believe that village, that Olympic village, holds. They've got something for everybody. They cater for every taste, every dietary need.
It looks amazing. Yeah, I mean, they've covered each and every single thing. Things that we don't even think about. But He's really not moaning about everything. I think he's in awe about everything. And just to be amongst all those stars, I mean,
of course.
We received the one photo we have received was with him and Novak Djokovic.
Djokovic, I saw that. How nice is that?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so I think he's really just in awe, and it's amazing for him to be there and experiencing it all. But I do think that that Tokyo is really bringing it all. I don't even know how you organize something like this, but I think they're doing it absolutely brilliantly. If I look at things and hear of what the kids have been telling me and the videos and everything, so it's fabulous.
Listen, as you said, that there was one particular country or person or athlete that's a bit of a diva.
You know what? He hasn't spoken to us a lot. We spoke to him. He's a typical teenager. He's not going to phone mom while he's on the camp. No. He spoke to us. He video called us before the race and then afterwards again. But no, there hasn't been any mention about that. We'll hear all the stories. We're missing him terribly. So
I'm luring him back to the studio with pizza. So I'll get it out of him. Don't
worry. Wonderful. I think that's your best trick to pull out of that.
No, I'm the same. Food. It works every time. Quick question. I see a lot of these athletes are actually, well, I don't know if you saw this, a lot of the athletes did get the rings as tattoos, the Olympic rings. She knows where I'm going with this. It seems to be the thing at the 2020 Olympics is for people to get their Olympic rings tattoo as a memory, because it's a very unusual Olympics. I mean, we're having the 2020 Olympics in 2021 and everything else goes down.
Indeed,
so
yes.
The big question is, if he comes home with an Olympic ring tattoo, how would you feel about it?
You know what? We actually know that he is going to get one. We are the typical Afrikaans family who's not going to promote our kids to get tattoos of any kind. But I must tell you, the discipline that child has shown us to live out his passion and to work towards his goal and for his sport that he loves more than anything in the world, which he wants to make a profession of, we would allow it, yeah. I mean, preferably not on his forehead or somewhere there, but I mean...
Under his eyes, like Post Malone.
Please, if we cannot do that, I'd really be so happy.
Face tattoos, like a ring around every eye and his mouth.
I think you should stop now.
And his nose. How many rings are there? Five, guys.
You're joking. Yeah, you're joking now. My daughter, his sister actually gave him a tattoo. She said she'll pay for it if he qualifies for his birthday now. She would pay for his tattoo. So yeah, she's got something coming to her.
Oh, fantastic. For the other tattoo. So the rings tattoo and then the skull on the shoulder.
Yeah,
and stuff.
No, we'll just stay with it. I'm glad my husband's not listening.
Luister, dankie vir die chat. Adelies, goed by die huis. Ek kan nie wag om op te vang met Pieter as hy terugkom nie. Lyk of hy baie pret gehad het. Hy gaan baie stories sê.
Ja, nee, hulle kom vanaand klim hulle op die vliegtuig. 9:00 hulle tyd, so ons sal hom môre sien.
Ag, lekker. Dan gaan ons hom volgende week innooi. Baie dankie vir die chat. Groete by die huis.
Bye.
Annelies Kutsia, she is the mom of a young 17-year-old Pieter Kutsia. A tall, great swimmer. A really amazing swimmer. Young, obviously, still. Many, many years of amazing swimming ahead of him. I know this. And it just looks like he just took everything and, you know, just the picture with Djokovic and just everything and his friends and the team all in their crazy, cool outfits and stuff. Can't wait to catch up with him. I did promise him his favorite brand of pizza when he comes back. Stay close.
Jacaranda FM's Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Yeah, in the morning.
It's your morning, family.
Love you.
Breakfast with Martin Bester.